We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
Since the International Court of Justice ruled against the Israeli construction of the apartheid wall inside the West Bank, the situation in Palestine internally has gotten more and more chaotic. Many think that this is at the hands of outside agitators such as the CIA, who are working closely in training the Sultan and also, of course, working through this negotiation process. It's been one thing after another this week. Ahmed Karia, the prime minister, of course, resigned on Saturday. President Arafat refused his resignation. There have been meetings in the Palestinian Legislative Council every day to try to sort out this mess, including the kidnappings and the other resignations that have gone on and the switching of roles of power. As it stands now, President Arafat has offered the prime minister the ability to change all of the ministers if he wants to, and to have a high hand in security issues in order to try to convince him to renege on his resignation and to stay as prime minister, regardless of the fact that he was not elected or appointed by the Palestinian people, but rather was pushed into power through the U.S. and Israel and what they wanted as far as they were concerned, to have a person who they felt that was more easy to manipulate than President Arafat has turned out to be. So since this ICJ ruling, which said that the Israelis had to stop construction of the apartheid wall and had to take down what they have already built, and several of the judges saying that they needed to give reparations to the Palestinians whose homes and land had been demolished and confiscated in order to build this wall. Unfortunately, construction of the apartheid wall has continued. It hasn't stopped at all. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about going in and out of the UN. The General Assembly voted to accept the ICJ ruling, but the fear has been if it goes to the Security Council now, of course, that the Americans will veto it as they are wont to do. So we're just going to talk today with Iyad Abu Rodena. He is a Palestinian researcher in the environment and geopolitical issues. He specifically is working with PENGAN, which is the campaign against the apartheid wall in the West Bank. Welcome to the show, Iyad. Why don't you start with just telling us a few basics about the wall?
Since the beginning of the construction of the wall, since June 2002, the Palestinians lost a lot of land and areas that are considered very important strategic points from a geopolitical point of view. For example, in phase one, what is called phase one of the construction of the wall, where the Palestinians lost about 145 kilometers, where the length of the wall was about 145 kilometers of length. The Palestinians lost more than 700,000 trees that are next to the Israeli side. This is one thing. The next important thing is that the northern part that is considered as the basket fruit of the West Bank is being deprived from all the main resources of water and agriculture. And for that reason, the people in that area are also losing more and more work and jobs. So they are living in more and more poverty and problems. In the meantime, the other part of the phase one was being constructed around the city of Jerusalem, and this means that Israelis are continuing always in the unilateral annexation of the East Jerusalem, that is supposed to be the capital of the future Palestinian state. And this part of land that are annexing lands from Bethlehem city or government, more specifically from Bethlehem government and Ramallah government. Bethlehem city, for example, will be losing by the end of the construction of the wall 11.5% of the whole district, which means that the Palestinians are going to lose what we call the western rural areas of Bethlehem, which are rich in water and which is the most important and fertile part of land from Bethlehem. If you talk about the eastern side, it is more it's having less water, less agriculture and other things. If you talk about Ramallah is not losing the same percentage, but it from a political point of view, the Palestinians are losing a very strategic point that is between Jerusalem and Ramallah, and this area is under a big problem. This area is called from Kalandia to Aram area, and the Israelis are going to surround the whole area with fences and walls, which means that those people will be living in a big cage. They need all these permits to go in and out to the city of Ramallah, because they will not be in continuity with the city, and they will not be continuity with the city of Jerusalem. So they will be in living into two big nails of occupation. Also, since the ICJ decision, the construction for the wall did not stop. It's always continuing in the territories. We can see always the works on the ground from here in Bethlehem, whether you go to Ramallah area or you're going to the Salfit district or any part of that is decided or where it is approved for the wall. And even the Israelis sometimes are taking more parts that are on the ground than the maps that are given them to the people. They are talking about, Israeli side is talking about some readjustment for some trajectories of the wall in the territories, but up to the moment nothing was changed. Everything is under the same plan, and no stop or no, delay of work is taking place even. So the work is continuing as it is, always some people trying to get some delays from the Israeli High Court, and this is always taking place since the beginning of the construction of the wall. The delay will take like for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month for maximum, and then the construction is continued. The other important thing is that by the end of the, what is very dangerous by the end of the construction of the wall is that the Palestinians will be losing more than 50% of the West Bank, which means that the Palestinians will be receiving about 45% of the whole West Bank, which is of the origin of 22% of mandate Palestine. By the end, the Palestinians will be receiving only between 9 to 10% of mandate Palestine, which means that this will be a highly reduced state. This will not be a state. It will be a Bantustan or ghettos that are divided into the north, the center, and the south of the West Bank, and with Gaza Strip and Jericho to be totally isolated from the main three blocks inside the West Bank. So we are talking about not a state. It is like nature reserves as the Israelis see them. They see the Palestinians are going to be living in such system of fences and walls surrounding them, and surrounded by certain entries or borders to get into Israel. And this entry will be controlled by the Israeli army, whether by giving them special permits or using special magnetic cards to enter into Israel and having no problems in order to get into Israel or to be out to circulate out to go out of the country. So if the project of the wall continues according to the Israeli vision, the Palestinians will be not receiving any of their national or even civil society aim, because this will not give any opportunity to have a viable Palestinian state. It will not be an independent Palestinian state. It will not have East Jerusalem as its capital. It will not have the main natural resources for the viability of this state, and it will be always depending on what we call Israeli industrial zones, that the Palestinians will be always obliged to go to these industrial zones just to work and to get back by the end of the day, as the case today in Gaza. So this is what, let's say, it's kind of what we call the gasification of the West Bank, to bring the whole West Bank into different Gazas and to let the people live in such a system. This is in brief. Maybe it is a little bit shocking for many people, but this is what is planned by the Israeli government and what they need or to promote, to tell the people that they are going to give a state to the Palestinians, which will not be having the shape of state. It will be having a shape of multiple prisons and ghettos, and in the new 21st century, which is something very special according to the history of the humanity. So I feel that we have to work all together to in order to stop this project, and to for those who are interested to get more information about the actuality, about the information concerning the wall and all the latest news and updates about the wall, they can check the site of our campaign that is called www.stopthewall.org. So again, I say www.stopthewall.org. This is the main page that is providing the recent and the most updated information according to the problems due to the construction of the wall in the West Bank. And thanks for all the listeners.
Thanks so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate your time today. I just wanted to make one mention of something you were talking about the industrial zones in Gaza. There is the one industrial zone in Gaza near Eretz checkpoint, and of course the Israelis have now decided to close it down. And already due to the closure, the unemployment rate in the Gaza Strip is, it's, you know, 85-90% in some of the communities. It's really, really crazy what's going on there. And so as we see that happening inside of the West Bank, it becomes even more disturbing. People suggesting that there should be negotiations, or that people should be trying to work with the Israelis in this, as we can see the Israelis are not interested in working with anyone in any of this. I just want to know briefly if you wanted to add any thought to, well, we know that the Israelis don't honor international law, but if you wanted to add any thoughts at all that you might have about why the international community is allowing the Israelis to go ahead with construction of this wall despite the ICJ ruling, that it seems no one has batted an eye that the Israelis are continuing the work after this ruling came through.
Well, in reality, the world is not really accepting what Israel is doing, but the reality of the Israelis, since their occupation of the West Bank and since the creation of the State of Israel, they are using the de facto policy. They are implementing the fact on the ground and keeping no space for negotiation or for to discuss the issue. So they put this in front of the international community. They have, we have the UN resolutions, but because the Israeli government is always backed by the Israel, by the American veto, so the international community is never willing, or not, it's never able. They are willing, but they are never able to implement those resolutions. Just like 10 minutes before, I was looking into the Israeli news, and the EU envoy to the Middle East, Khafir Sawana, said directly to the Israeli government that they are not okay with the construction of the wall, and they have to rethink and to reroute the wall in many areas because it is not going according to the international law and the international borders that are drawn to Israel, which are the 1949 armistice line, which is known as the Green Line. The Green Line is developing the areas that we call the occupied territories. So according to that line, the State of Israel should not be having any kind of population or civil population or any existence. There are the presence of the army should be temporary, but by the help of army, the Israeli government is including more colonists, settlers into the West Bank and bringing them into neighborhoods and sometimes into villages and cities. So this is all these facts, and all these acts are against international law, like against Geneva Convention 1949, the fourth Geneva Convention. But the world knows about it, but always there is a resolution. There is the resolution 242, the 338, 194, and others, which are not really implemented for the stop the occupation well in these territories. Everybody knows that one day the army will pull out, but pull out from what part of land? This is the problem, and we are talking about the percentage of land that the Palestinians will receive by the end of this a new apartheid system that is being built in the territory. So, as I say, if we want to follow the international law, all what Israel is doing is de facto, is known as that, c'est un action de fait accompli, as we say in French, and the problem is who is going to force Israel to implement it. The U.S. is not that part of people or part of governments who is going to push the Israeli government to do such an act. and it is the most powerful that can lead the Israelis to do such a move. But in reality, it's not impossible. It could be done one day, but the problem when and how and on what part of land and when exactly this will be done. The EU is always giving some giving advice, let's say comments to Israel that I'm against, they are not okay, but they are not able to let the Israeli government to have any move according to the peace process or toward the peace process. This is brief what is the actual situation, and as Christian said, also the people are all looking for negotiations, to look for a formula to find out how can we go into a peace process and giving everybody his own right, or at least to reach a compromise that everybody will be accepting others' rights to be in that part of land, at the same time not to let the others be deprived from their own civil and national rights. This is the most important thing.
Thanks again, Iyad Abu-Rabin, a Palestinian researcher in environment and geopolitical issues and working specifically now with the campaign against the apartheid wall in the West Bank, Pangan. To get information about his campaign, look at www.stopthewall.org. Reporting from occupied Palestine near the apartheid wall, I'm Kristen S.
We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.